We are in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Dalid. We're up to Siftes, and we will be completing the Siman. In Goldenes Apsila, you're not allowed to braid the wick on Yontif because of the Melech of Tove of braiding. This is even by hand. Velo Mahavvin also, you can also not singe it so that it'll burn better. Avalameno Kosha called Tzarka, where if it's not hard enough, Yochol Lamacha Biyodo Kedela Hashkosa. So what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to look like shosa. You're allowed to go stiffen it by way of pressing on it. Umuta lishrosa b'shemen, you're allowed to soak it in oil. Shembo ner doluk, of course, if you already have a ner that's burning, you have an oil lantern that's burning, you're not allowed to take some of that oil and use it to moisten a different wick, because we said that when you have a pile of, you have a bunch of oil that's burning, it is oil burning together, and removing some of it is actually extinguishing the flame partially. Sif yud, you are allowed to remove the the ash at the top of the candle, kashu dolik, while it's burning. Aval eino chotech rosh apsila bekli, but you're not allowed to cut the top of the wick with a kli. Now the mashmalus is that you're allowed to remove the ash with a keli. Some aser, and the minig is that you don't use a kli, you just give it a little bang and it falls over. Sif Yud Aleph. Hamadlik ner shel yontif tzorech levarach hashek l'shonim mitzosov etzivon uladlik ner shel yontif. The halacha is someone who lights in ner yontif says a bracha, and if it falls on Shabbos, he says ladlik ner shel Shabbos v'yontif.